This is KN4RJN, signal check, please.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. John, you're making it just fine.
KC4EZN, KN4RJN. Let's try this again. This thing keeps bumping me off. Am I coming in all right?
RJN, KC4EZN. Yeah, you're a whole lot better this time than you were last time, John, but you were still perfectly readable.
KC4EZN, KN4RJN. Yeah, this thing, it's knocking me off about two or three times now. I don't know what's going on with this thing, but hopefully it'll let me stay on now. It actually bumped me off before I got your whole call sign, but I recognized your voice, so I knew it was you, Harry. So otherwise, how are you doing?
Well, we're kind of tired today. Wife and I took a cruise down into the Florida Keys, and today was the coming home day, and started at 5:30 this morning, and it's not quite over yet. We're back home, all safe and sound, but that hour and 44-minute flight took about 6 hours before, from the time we got to the airport to the time we got back here to the house in Asheville. Flew out of Charlotte and all, everything went well. It's just that the schedules did not jive very well. So I think I'm looking forward to sleeping in my own bed tonight. Bed on a ship was nice. It worked well, but just not home.
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, I understand that. we took a cruise when I was stationed in Greece of the islands, and she was pregnant at the time, and the rocking of the ship just helped. We were kind of the ship, and just kind of helped us sleep a lot better. Unfortunately, it was rocking enough that a number of passengers got sick, and the sick bags lining the hallway gave a horrendous odor. So if we left the room, we immediately went up on deck to get some fresh air. But, yeah, I can understand that. And by the time you get to the airport, get the bags checked, get through security and all that kind of stuff, it's almost quicker driving depending on how far you're going. But, yeah, I understand. Sleeping in your own, there's nothing like sleeping in your own bed. Well, I hope you had a good time.
RJ and KC4EZN. And yeah, overall, it was a good time. Wife and I decided at this point in life to do a little bit of moving around and traveling while we still can, and enjoy it. It's one of those things we talked about doing. Our son went down there back in his college days, which been a few years ago now, but he and a couple of his buddies they did their darndest to catch up with Jimmy Buffett, and I think they slept about three nights in the car and missed him by a day. And we cruised in on the ship and got on a bus, or got off the ship and got on a trolley that took us around town and showed us where his recording studio was, and was a real impressive lookout from the outside. I'm sure the inside was different, but in Key West, you don't build big things, or at least as you didn't then. I think all the hotels are trying to see who can build the tallest hurricane catcher, and after being through Helene up here, I hope they're successful at catching it down there, but we won't go much more into that, because there's a lot of folks up here still hurting and don't want to make a joke out of it, but those folks down there got hit pretty hard too in certain places. We got Helene and they got Helene and whatever came after the H. They had two hurricanes sort of back to back down there, and still working on recovering. It's KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, your area up there is going to be. It's going to be a while before that recovers. It'll be a decade before things are back to normal or something resembling normal. Hurricane, I can't imagine the devastation up there, but, you know, I've seen pictures and thought, you know, people up there lost everything. I mean, everything. And that's just, you know, that's just horrible. But but yeah, the folks who live down there in Hurricane Alley, as it were, you know, they it wipes them out and they go back and rebuild again, and it wipes them out again and they go back and rebuild. And it's like, you know, after a while I think I'd get tired of that, but it's not me, so whatever. Back to you, sir.
Freezing. Yeah, well, one of the things is, you know, they had these, had a lady on board the ship that lived down there. She's taught history in college up in the Boston area, and I'm not sure how she wound up in Florida, but they just keep coming back and keep reworking it. And one comment she made, that Florida didn't exist up until about 5,000 years ago. And I'm sitting here thinking, if they came up out of the ocean 5,000 years ago, I wonder if they're going to get to head back. But it's just interesting to see what people are doing, and they just hang on and keep doing it. Your homeowner's insurance rate exceeds your mortgage payment in some of the houses, because the building codes have been changed down there, and every time the water comes in, the next time you build your house, you have to build it higher than the last time. But anyway, my wife's from Eastern North Carolina, and she went through Hurricane Hazel, I've seen what some of the people down there do, and I've seen some of their houses 10 feet off the ground, you know, up on center block columns. And people just keep on keeping on. With that, John, I'll turn it back to you. It's good to talk to you, and just before I leave you, how's the hip doing?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'm almost walking like a normal person. I got rid of the cane because it was just getting in my way, and I can walk pretty well without it. Still got some soreness and still going to physical therapy, and if I sit in the chair too long, getting up is an exercise and a new kind of pain. But the top of my leg from the knee up to about the incision point is still numb, but it stings. It's numb, but it hurts, which is weird. But most of the bruising has gone away, and I'm, you know, getting better a little bit each day. Still taking Tylenol. You know, I got weeded myself off the hydrocodone, and so I'm just doing Tylenol now. But yeah, we're doing, you know, it's getting better. And in a month or two, I'll be pretty much pain-free, and I'll be back to normal. I think last time it took me about 6 to 9 months before it was completely, you know, just not numb anymore and working like it's supposed to. But it'll get better. I just hope I don't have to replace any more joints anytime soon.
Good to hear. My wife had both knees replaced, not at the same time, and she was with the first one was somewhere or another under the impression that after, you know, a couple of 3 months of after the surgery and therapy and all that stuff, that things were going to be, you know, back like it was when she was 18 years old. And it wasn't working that way. And she got to talking to some of the other ladies at church that had had knee surgery. And they said, oh, he says, you're in too big a hurry. She says, wait for 2 years. And she says, if it still hurts after 2 years, then you can go back and complain about it. But, and she learned, and the second knee, she endured, and she gets around now pretty good, better than before the doctor. But just keep up your therapy and do what the doctors say, and one day you're going to wake up and hop up out of bed and stand up, and all of a sudden you're going to say, golly, did I just do that? Talk to you later, John. KN4RJN, this is KC4EZN. Have a good one.
KC4EZN, KN4RJN. Yeah, I'll know it's back to where it should be when I can get my own socks on. But, yeah. Anyway. We'll say 73s to you, and you take care. We'll talk at you later, Harry. KN4RJN, I am clear.